All right, welcome everybody. It is I guess I don't know if it's bye week or off week of spring football, but it is spring break, Adam. The Buffs are off this week, but we wanted to get together and just kind of give our thoughts on the first couple of weeks of spring ball. Lots of interviews over the first couple of weeks, and they have 3 weeks left. But as you've kind of looked back the last couple of weeks, what are your thoughts?
Unfortunately, the beginning of spring ball had to start tragically, and so I felt like that first week it was kind of like you could tell a lot of guys were kind of in a fog, but they were battling through. And so I think credit to the staff from the top on down to the players of really honoring Dom in a great way, and I know they're going to continue to do that throughout this season. So. Just not the, because spring is this optimistic time of year, and to have, that session before it even kicks off, have that type of news was re really difficult. But we've been around this game a long time, Brian. Spring ball is something that you can overanalyze very easily. Now, the good thing about this spring, as opposed to the prior springs under Coach Prime, is that this is pretty much the football team they're going to have. Whereas in the past, Shamon Mateir and Sadu Traore were in and out as tight ends, and it's like your analysis for the tight end position just goes flying out the window completely. I think that this spring, a little bit more of what we talk about with these positions is going to hold a little firmer as we go into the summer.
I remember a couple of springs ago when we talked to Dylan Edwards. There was so much talk about Dylan Edwards and the bigger role he would have as a sophomore. And by the time the spring game rolled around, he wasn't a Buff anymore. And that running back room changed completely. So you're right. I mean, more so than in the years past. I think there's still going to be probably some additions, and maybe some grad transfers, but it's not going to be the. I mean, it was a kind of a massive overhaul over the last few springs after spring ball. So, I imagine, what would you say, 5 to 10 spots change between now and the fall? Maybe not even 10, but a handful of
I think
spots.
10 would be a pretty aggressive, but I think 5 would probably be a good number there. Yeah, you're, and even, I mean, if I'm like a quality walk-on quarterback type, like I'm going to see you right now. Like I'm going to get a lot of reps in practice. I might run scout team this year because Sweetwine has turned some heads early during his first spring with the Buffs. So, defensive tackle, if I'm a grad transfer there and I want to get on the field. I think Colorado's a place I'm going to look to. So yeah, there's a couple spots, but I don't know. Can the grad transfers, can they still be eligible to play right away?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know for sure, but I believe so. So I think that's maybe the one area that we would see some turnover, but I don't expect a lot.
When you're converting linebackers to defensive tackle for spring ball, that usually signals you might want to bolster
Right. Yeah,
that room.
yes, for sure. And look, one of the guys they have in there is Ezra Christensen, who still is not eligible. They're waiting on that JUCO ruling, which when I talk to people, there's not a lot of optimism that that's going to happen, and that Ezra would be actually able to play. So I they've got to probably replace him at some point too. Maybe he'll play, maybe he won't, but there's some things they got to do, especially on that defensive line.
Yeah, that's one of the more stranger deals in terms of like you keep hearing that he's most likely not going to get that waiver, yet he's been practicing. I don't know if we have we experienced that at Colorado. I don't feel like it.
I
If
don't
anything,
think
it's
so.
been the kind of the reverse of that where guys have a hard time getting on the practice field, getting through all the hoops and waivers and whatnot.
And look, that he's there because they really like him, and if this ruling goes through, they want him to be a Buff. And so they're giving him that opportunity in case it goes through. It just doesn't sound very optimistic it will, but we'll see. We were going to talk about some of the positions. Let's just start. Traditionally, I would say let's start at quarterback. Let's just start defensive line since we're right there. And we'll do defense and we'll go offense. But what is your thought on that defensive line? Obviously they've got some holes to fill there, but what's your thought on that group right now?
I'll have less to say probably on the lines because you kind of ease into spring ball, right? So, yeah, they got that scrimmage in. You're really just not able to filter out a whole lot of, unless there's like just like a dominant block like Casey Roddick had during that first week of spring ball that just wows everybody. You know, a lot of times it's hard to kind of pick those guys out, but coming
That's
into
a
spring ball,
real quick. That's a name from the past you just brought up, and you meant Chauncey Gooden.
what did I say?
Casey Roddick.
Casey Roddick, okay. Both some thick
Yeah.
dudes,
Those
but
thick dudes. Very
I think
similar
Chauncey's
build to
got I
Casey
think Chauncey's got him on
Roddick.
that.
Yeah. I just had to
Casey
correct you
Roddick,
on that one. Yeah.
yeah.
That
He's
was funny.
coaching now, right,
He
Casey?
is. Yeah. I'm not sure
That's
where he is,
awesome.
but
Yeah.
yeah. But that was funny.
Thank you for that correction. Yeah.
I was like, wow, he remembers a block from a spring ball like 5 years ago? But yeah, anyway, Chauncey Gooden. Sorry to interrupt.
No, coming into spring ball, Santana Hopper was one of the main guys that I was pretty excited to see how he would pan out. And you know, I said this when we did a roundtable feature on the running back position and the receiver position is kind of similar. Once you get to the D line in some of these positions, there's not a whole lot separating the number one guy on the depth chart versus what you would perceive to be the number four guy right now,
Yeah,
right? And
right.
that's kind of how I feel about the D line and the O line, honestly.
Yeah, and well, and on the D line, there's not much pass for, you know. So, yeah, I agree with you there. And it's hard to tell on some of these guys, but you know, Santana's the one that I'm most excited about, and we'll see more of. We're supposed to. Sounds like Coach Prime's going to let us go watch a practice at some point, and then we'll have the spring game. That's when I really want to see those lines, especially is you know how they perform in those environments. But yeah, D line, we'll see on that one. How about your edge and linebackers? I mean, there's a lot of different guys there, but you know they certainly got they got new coaches there too. I mean, there's a lot of hands on deck trying to coach that group.
Yeah, I think Toby Enene was kind of the main guy I looked to stand out in that edge group. And then you've got a couple of really intriguing physical specimens in that group. It kind of reminds me of previous years where you brought in some of these guys from lower levels, and it seems like about half of them pan out, the other half
Yeah.
don't. And I think we're still in the phase of evaluating which way most of these guys might go in that sense.
Yeah, and you know Lamont Lesser is one that you know I've been excited about. We'll see how well he does, but you're right. I mean, that's another group that I don't know what to think of it yet. They were highly productive at the lower levels, but will they actually be at, you know at this level? Inside linebacker, I think you know Tyler Martinez and Gideon Lampron clearly bring it. You know, they can hit hard.
Yeah, no doubt. The inside linebacker position, those guys are, especially Tyler and Gideon, they're when we did our scrums with them, they're not the biggest guys.
Right.
So you're like, can your body just hold up? You know, when Jordan Dyson came in, he was kind of a similar frame, but he was just a playmaker like those guys. And Leona Lufau is a got that experience playing at Texas. I'm actually not worried about the linebackers. And that was a question mark for me coming into spring ball, but everything I've heard is that group is living up to the challenge. And I expect that to be, if they can keep at least two of those three guys healthy throughout the season, to be a plus unit for this football team.
Yeah, I agree with you at the top. I think my concern with that inside linebacker group is if you start having some injuries there, it's you have those three veteran guys and then it's three true freshmen. And so it'd be nice if there was you know maybe another veteran in there where you had like you know last year they didn't play well at linebacker, but they at least had you know four or five different guys to choose from that were veterans that could play football. Here you've got three veterans, and so you know if one of those three guys gets hurt or doesn't pan out. You know, now you're down to two. And then if you have a second one go through that same thing, now you're down to one and you got to throw a true freshman in there. So that's maybe my concern is experience depth at linebacker, but I love the top three.
Yeah, I mean the front seven, it comes down to health this year, probably, right? In terms of how productive that group's going to be.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because the numbers are. That edge group is pretty big, but the defensive line and linebacker numbers are not huge, and so that's again that's that spot where in the summer I'm curious to see if we're going to see, you know, an addition or two at those spots. How about in the secondary? Anybody that you're excited about, newcomer, or somebody coming back?
Well, Cree Thomas came in and he made a strong impression early on, and it wasn't just by his play. It was like, I'm going to be an alpha dog in this room, and I think that's what that group needed. DJ McKinney was a talented player, and I'm not saying he was a bad leader, but I don't think that was the most natural thing for him. I think, and not to say Cree Thomas is going to be the biggest leader in that room when you got Justin Anglin and Emery Floyd and RJ Johnson and those guys, but down the road, if he buys into this program, he could be a guy that is remembered around Boulder for a long time. At safety, Nate Mitchell, I mean, he's just balling out. And same thing, kind of like with the linebackers, Brian. When we interviewed him, it was like, man, he's just not that big. If his body can hold up, though, he's going to make a lot of plays for the boss. Boo Carter, of course, has had those epic matchups with Cam Perry early on this spring. What are your thoughts in the secondary?
I want to start with Nate Mitchell because Cam Seal-McRae wasn't very big either, and Taufik Byard was not, the biggest safety, and they were both, you would argue, over the last couple of years, their best players on defense. And so they've been able to find success with smaller safeties. And Nate Mitchell just seems to me like he's the next one. He kind of fits that mold. And he's got that attitude about him that I like. And so I think he's going to be a leader on this team. The guy at corner I'm most looking forward to, I think, is RJ Johnson, who's coming back. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he does healthy. He got banged up very early last year, and that whole group was struggling, but he got banged up and was never really healthy last year. I feel like he's going to be, there's a lot of focus on the transfers, but I feel like he's going to be a guy that steps up and becomes a leader on this team.
Yeah, no, he definitely is going to have a very strong chance. We saw him as one of the leaders that was picked out as well, and one of the guys that drafted for the spring game coming up on April 11th.
So that group will be interesting. But I like what they have as far as depth. I mean, I think there's a lot of options there. And it looks like Alexander Ward has moved over to receiver, right?
I believe so, yes.
Because I think they got more depth right now at corner than they do at receiver. And I guess we'll use that. We'll switch over to offense. We'll go to receiver. But that's been my biggest takeaway so far is they're so injured at receiver right now that they're down some numbers. But the ones they have, they look pretty good.
Yeah, you're talking about receiver. This is a group that is probably the strength of the football team, honestly, if they live up to their expectations. You've got kind of this group of guys that are proven guys, like a Danny Scudero, a Cam Perry. You could even throw in Joseph Williams in there, and then you've got like these guys that have the intrigue. Hakeem Williams, DeAndre Moore, guys that if they put it all together, at one point they were both blue chip, top ranked recruits coming out of high school. And then you've got the speedster and Ernest Campbell, and you've got some younger guys and Quentin Gibson and Quinn Ellis Farrakhan Jr. So I'm not worried about that group at all. They're going to make a lot of plays in this offense.
I totally.
Cam Perry is going to be fun to watch.
I totally agree with you. I think that group is going to be really good. And again, one of my favorite guys in that group is another one who was here last year and injured, but Hakeem Williams. I think there's so much potential for that kid that I'm excited to see what he does. There's a few clips where he catches a pass, like, ooh, that looks pretty good. That's a big guy running with that ball right there. So there was even. Some people have talked about should he move to tight end, but I'm excited about him. I think that group is going to be really good. And there's all those proven guys, like you mentioned, and there's some intriguing young talent as well. Quentin Gibson, had a fairly significant role as a true freshman last year, didn't put up big numbers, but how does he fit in there? I'm excited to see, guys like that. So the group, I think the numbers are smaller than what we've seen as far as total numbers of guys. But I think the talent is as good as we've seen. Obviously, the 24 group, the top four there was really good. I think that the talent here is pretty deep.
Yeah, and same thing with running back. It's going to be a lot of spraying the football around to these different playmakers. It's going to
Yeah.
be, one of those seasons where I think we look back and go, this was the Damian Henderson game. This was the Hakeem Williams game. There are some seasons where you've got a Heisman Trophy guy like Travis that's stealing the headlines every week. But a lot of these seasons we've covered with the Buffs, it's been kind of this by committee, and I think that's going to be what you're going to see from the skill talent on this roster.
Yeah, and running back, like you mentioned, the same thing. Like I don't really know who the guy is there, because I think there's plenty that could be the guy, and it might change from week to week, like you said. I mean, I like the size of Richard Young and Damian Henderson, but Michael Welch, I think he's still got a ton of potential. And then DeKalen Taylor, I want to see what he does with the ball in his hands in this offense. So there's a lot of talent in that running back room as well.
Yeah, no doubt. DeKalen has been maybe the returning guy that I've been most excited to see how he fits into this new offense. And I think he's one of those guys that just because he got hurt so early last year, I think
Yeah.
people forget the impact he did have early in the season last year in Boulder.
Yeah, no question. And real quick, I know you've got to run here in a second, but tight end, obviously Zach Atkins is leading that group. But I do want to ask your opinion on quarterback. We touched on the offensive line a little bit already, but before we get out of here, quarterback, the other guys are stepping up. I mean, Julian Lewis is the presumed starter. Isaac Wilson's having a nice spring. You mentioned Kenneal Sweetwine. Is the competition maybe better than you thought it was going to be?
Yes. And I give you credit, Brian. You were like when Isaac Wilson committed to Colorado, I remember you were the first person that was adamant that he's coming in to compete for this starting job. And that's certainly the attitude that he's projected since he came to Colorado. And that's only a good thing for Julian Lewis. It's only going to push him
Yeah.
more to be able to have a freshman quarterback in Sweetwine that seems like he's going to be a pretty special player as well in the portal era. You sometimes worry, you already start to worry about like, can this guy stay patient enough, right?
Yeah.
But you've only got three quarterbacks. You got to get some more arms in the program here in the future to get ready for fall camp. But those three guys, I think you can go into a Big 12 game with maybe not with Sweetwine at this point. Again, I don't want to overanalyze six spring practices, but with Isaac and Julian, I think you can go in feeling good about your chances in most Big 12 matchups.
Yeah, and I would still project Julian as a starter, but I think Isaac playing so well is going to make Julian better, like you said. So
Yeah.
it's going to be exciting to see. Adam, I know you got to run, but we'll be back next week. There's more practices next week. Excited to see you again in person, and enjoy the rest of your off week.
Sounds good. It looks like we got the St. Patty's Day Pride going
That's
still.
right. We got
So
it
that's
going.
good. I got pinched at the grocery store on Tuesday, so I was not going to let that happen again this week. I'm playing it safe.
Awesome. Well, enjoy your St. Patty's week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brian.